Hi everyone, I'm glad to be here. I'm Bastien Guéry and I'm head of the free software unit at ETALAB, at the Interministerial Directorate for Digital Public Affairs in France. And I would like to report about some questions and feedback that we received during a seminar about free software and research in France back in January, and put it in the context of the new French plan for open science. So there are basically two good news in France recently about free software in the public sector. One is the creation of the free software unit at ETALAB, and our mission is to help public sector agencies using more free software and publishing their source code. We are actually this small team of active and passionate people, and we are starting something new here, and I'm glad to give you feedback on this as well if needed. So, and the second good news is that the plan for open science and software now includes a dimension about software and source code. This plan has been published back in July last year, and it put the stress on three goals. One is to recognize and support the dissemination and an open source license of software produced by publicly funded research programs. The second one is the highlight of the production of source code from higher education, research and innovation. And the last one is to define and promote an open source or free software policy in the research sector. So I would like to go to some slides very quickly, and I will not read everything because you can read it yourself, but just to underline the general atmosphere and feedback that we received from more than 50 researchers in three workshops. So, and before that, I want to say that this plan for open science is already on. So there is this action of establishing a link between the free software unit and the Committee for Open Science. And the seminar was built thanks to this link to create a free software prize for research in France. And this prize is also on, and I hope it's going to be an annual prize, to create a college for source code and software. College is probably not the right word, it's more like a council of people pushing for these efforts within the Committee for Open Science, and to network with international efforts and to support the Software Heritage Project and recommend its adoption. So all this is already started and going on and need to be pushed further. So now let's go to the feedback that we received during this discussion. So when you see open science here on the slide, it's about open science for reproducibility of the scientific results. And so everyone was okay and said that the open science movement raised awareness about reproducibility issues, but we still need to clarify key concepts: software, data, publications, the field of is the fair concept that we have about data relevant for software too? And the short answer is no. We need to recognize the complexity of what is a research software project. What are the purposes, the maturity, the way it's developed, its finance, and we need to fine-tune every approach to the evaluation and valorization of this object. We need to have more incentives for researchers, because for now, the one doing this do this for ethical reasons or their own motivations and what they believe in, but external and institutional incentives are key. And talking about institutions, we need to have a stronger involvement of all institutions at all level. There was also a need for more training and support on good practices when it comes to developing research software. How do you invest in projects so that it becomes a community project? Where do you find funding, and how do you write code? How do you make code an integral part of the scientific activity itself? Also, if we want to have more source code published as along with open access articles, how do you articulate the existing ecosystems and tools, so that publishing an article goes along with publishing data and source code. When thinking about what the foundations were needed, there is a strong need for better citation of software, taking account of the complexity of this object, as we mentioned just before. So what are the links between a software project, the source code repositories, the various versions, the software it is based on, and maybe the publications that inspire or even determine the software? How does reproducibility